الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just wish to repeat what Hazrat Maulana Jafar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, explained on Yawm al-Arbi'ah, Wednesday after Asr. They were very, very valuable advisors, and a repetition just makes things stronger. And we can we should take this to heart and understand the depths of it. Though he had very little time, only 10 minutes, and he wanted to explain more, but after Asr, the time is short for the students, but very, very valuable points he had explained. The first point that he explained was that the students who are studying this course, which we call the Alim course, and when they complete, they are called Alims. They have studied, and now they are called Alims. And if we take the literal meaning of Alim, it is a person who knows, a person who has got ilm. And there are many other types of ilm also. Though we don't call it ilm, we call it a hunar, we call it an art, a way of doing things, etc. It isn't really called ilm. But it is in the Quran Sharif, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught all the names of things, allama of things, allama. Allah taught everything to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyway, but technically we all know that an alim is that person who has acquired the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And this he has explained also with this at the background, that in the world today a very strong effort is being made that all types of knowledge, whichever type of knowledge a person has got, he is an alim. Whether he is an engineer, whether he is an architect, whether he is a medical doctor, whatever it might be, that he is an alim also. And not only those who have studied Quran and Hadith, who have studied this ilm, that they are alims. And he explained that very beautifully, logically, which is very necessary for us to know, especially as youngsters, wherever we go, people question us, interrogate us, ask us, etc., wherever any social gathering, etc. And how Maulana Jafar Sahib explained it was a very beautiful way. He said, for example, you are four brothers, one is an alim, one is an engineer, one is a doctor, one is an accountant. So they will call them by those names, that this is a doctor, this is an accountant. If they introduce themselves to somebody, or the father introduces them, he will introduce them, this is an alim. So by their own saying, they are also differentiating that this is an alim and these are not alims. There is a doctor, there is an accountant, there is an engineer, whatever it might be. So they are also accept that he is not an alim. But they feel that they also have got knowledge, and in that sense he is an alim. Then also one very, very important point in usul, Maulana Jafar Sahib explained, which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, the Rahimahumullah, had explained, that for a person who is not an alim, and Maulana Jafar explained that you understand things by the opposites. You will understand what is heat. If you feel cold, then you will appreciate heat. You will appreciate cold water if you are drinking all the time hot water. You will appreciate sweet water if you are drinking salty water all the time. Then when you drink sweet water, then you will appreciate it. So also the opposite of alim, what is it? Jahil. That is jahil. That person is a jahil. But he said, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that whoever is not an alim, don't call him a jahil. And this is also a very important thing. Like for example, non-Muslims. Don't call them other words like you're a kafir. They take objection to that. He's a non-Muslim. He's not a Muslim. This is a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. He's a non-Muslim. Or he's a Christian. He's a Hindu. He's a Jew. Whatever. But try and avoid these things which make people angry. And that is becoming a common, which is called hate speech also. So we have to be careful of that, in that aspect also. So Hazrat said, they just call them that these are not alims. Ye alim hai, ye ghair alim hai. He's an engineer, he's a doctor, whatever else. And if you tell them that he's not an alim, they won't feel offended. But if you tell him he's a jahil, and really, what this ilm is and what it entails, to know who we are, what we are, to know who Allah is, that is what is called ilm. And that we have to prepare for akhirat, that is what is called ilm. And just to prepare for dunya, and to know the fine details of dunya and amass a lot of wealth, and we're living it up, that is not ilm. Ilm is to live in a way that Allah is happy with a person. Really, that is what is called ilm. So that is an alim. So that was one aspect. That this concept which is creeping in the minds of all the Muslims also, that whatever you study, you're an alim. Even if you study engineering, you study accounting, anything, you're an alim. But a real alim is that person who studies Quran and Hadith, the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the second point he went on to, which is also very important and very relevant to us, this ilm, from that al-ilmu nur, that ilm is nur, and this nur is that takes a person to Allah Ta'ala. And if that ilm is not taking us to Allah Ta'ala, then that is also not ilm, that is also darkness. And for that he quoted the famous poem of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, shakotu ila waki'in su'a hibzi. I complained to my ustad Waki' rahmatullah alayh, my weak memory. And he told me that don't sin. Give up sinning. For sinning is a darkness. And this nur of Allah Ta'ala is not given to an asi, to a sinner. So if we are acquiring this knowledge and we are sinning also, then also this knowledge is not going to come to us. So we have to give up all types of sin also. Then this nur, this knowledge will come into us. So that is also very important. And then there wasn't time, but he went on to say that all types of sin a person must give up. And how much we save ourselves from sin, so much this nur of Allah Ta'ala will come into us, which is that real knowledge. Otherwise, if it is only nuqush, only words, alphabet, and just zahiri, that is not the knowledge. Knowledge is that nur which is inside, which is there inside. Like you have a torch, the torch you got, but there you haven't got a bulb in there, or you haven't got batteries in there. It's not going to give you a light, or you got a bulb, but it is fused, it is blown up. It's not going to give you light. So just having the nuqush and the word, that also is not ilm. Ilm is that has got that nur in it. And that nur which takes a person to Allah Ta'ala. And he explained that what we call in tasawwuf, that a salik, who is going through suluk, walking to Allah Ta'ala. Suluk is the road to Allah Ta'ala. Salik is walking that road. And that very word is used in the Hadith Sharif, man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman. That salaka, that person who is doing suluk, going on that road in order to acquire this knowledge, this ilm, this knowledge which will take him to Allah. So that knowledge is what we have to strive for. We have to work for the outside form of it also, and the inside nur also. And that inside nur comes when we give up all types of sin. And whether it is sin which is bahi, which is of our lust and our desire. Whether it is sin of jahi, our pride and honor, that we know our kitabs very well, our istidad is very good, people must praise us, or that we can read very well, all those things. That also must be out. Everything must be done solely for Allah Ta'ala. And as students, we have this, lot of students have this problem, that this shahwat, this lust which is in a person, it overpowers a person. But for all this, a person has to make effort that it comes out. And for that, which Maulana Musa Kaji, Jazahumullah Khair, on Yawm al-Sabt after Asr explained, one easy way to get rid of that which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah explained, every night without fail make two rakats of Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, and beg Allah, Ya Allah, this sin that I've got in me, my smoking habit which I've got, or this lust that is overtaking me, or any other bad habit that I've got, masturbation, etc., whatever inclination to other boys, etc., or going on porn sites, or anything, whatever it is, any guna, beg Allah Ta'ala, and just carry on, and Allah Ta'ala will make His fazl and remove that sin from you. And then this light, or which is ilm, which is nur, then it will come into a person. So do this continuously. Every night, after 2 rakats of namaz, cry to Allah Ta'ala. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, beg Allah, Ya Allah, I hate this sin. And everyone who is involved in whatever it is, smoking, he's not happy that he's a smoker. He wants to give it up. He doesn't like it. But it has overtaken him. Whatever else it is, a person who is used to masturbation, he tries very hard to avoid it also. But he seems to be overtaken. So this 2 rakats of namaz every night, and inshallah, and with sincerity, and beg of Allah Ta'ala, all sins Allah will remove them. And then we will see what this nur will give. Then nobody will suffer from an inferiority complex also. On this ilm, the true ilm, a person can never suffer from an inferiority complex. The person has got this true ilm, a person will never fear poverty. Forget, face poverty, illness. He'll never fear poverty also, if he has got this true ilm. Because this is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. So it was a very precious talk which Maulana Jafar Sahib gave. Just repeat it and think about it and try, and Allah give me and us all tawfiq to make amal on it and to bring this reality within us, inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana.